And hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Authoring Life. I am very excited to introduce my next guest, Dr. Regelina Melrose. Would love to share with you a little bit about Dr. Melrose. She's an author, educator, trainer, and consultant dedicated to providing self-regulation training, SRT, to individuals and groups worldwide. She's the best-selling author of The 60 Seconds Fix, and creator of both Brain Charge, the K through 12 curriculum, and SRT. Additionally, Regelina has authored other noteworthy resources, including the groundbreaking books, You Can Heal Your Child, and Why Students Underachieve. She's an accomplished international speaker and consultant specializing in the application of current neuroscience to educational practice and parenting.
Welcome to Authoring Life, a podcast sharing perspective and possibility from the pages of real life. Each episode, we will interview top authors on how to script your own story, because the best is still unwritten. I'm your host, Alicia Dunnups.
Welcome, Regelina.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here. This is a full circle moment for us because we worked on your book, You Can Heal Your Child. How many years ago now?
It was a long time ago. I've written 5 since then. So it has to be a long time ago because I'm not that prolific. I mean, I don't work that quickly.
Well, that was such a fun book because I remember we came up with the title of the book because this is the essential question that parents want to be able to access the answer really is, how can I heal my child? And I know we're going to be talking about You Can Heal Your Child, and we're going to be talking about your most recent book that I'd love to share with the audience called The 60 Seconds Fix. And this particular book is a timely response to our collective calling for quicker, easier solutions to our stressful lives. Because keeping up with our fast-paced, technology-driven world, it's really stressed us beyond tolerance, and we're tired of not feeling good, and we're tired of our kids not feeling good. I'm really excited to jump in to the 60 Seconds Fix, talk about other books that you've created, and really your commitment in the world is to heal children and heal those children when they turn into adults. At the end of the day, that's your commitment. So I just want to welcome you to being here. Thank you
so much, Alicia. It is a question that parents have. Can I heal my child? The reason that that title, I think, was so important for us to come up with, You Can Heal Your Child. Thank God, Alicia, that came to you, I think, in a moment of inspiration, is because it answers that question. Yes, we can as parents. As committed as I am to healing children, I've recognized through my 30-year career, I just celebrated 30 years, Alicia, of doing what I do for a living. And what I've learned over those 30 years is that it's by healing parents that children heal. It is through us. Our emotions, our regulation, our capacity as parents, it's absorbed by our children. And so the healthier and better off we are as parents, the more they benefit from being in that space and that energy and that atmosphere and that feeling. It's a feeling to be around a parent who's healthy and whole and productive and functional. And we can't be those things all the time. So we're all being challenged. But yes, my commitment is to healing probably the planet, because I happen to be a little hopeful. And that through us as adults, our children will be healed. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And that brings us to my first question. And I know we worked together probably 10 plus years ago on You Can Heal Your Child. And you're prolific. You write these books. They're dedicated to healing children, adults alike. I want to jump into your next book, The 60 Seconds Fix. What made you write this book?
Yeah, it was time for a mainstream book. So even though it isn't the most recent, I've really focused a lot on providing resources to educators and mental health practitioners. But I wanted a book that was for your hairdresser and your auto mechanic. And I have this privilege of doing a wonderful keynote soon out in Beaumont. And that organization wants me to speak to all of their support staff, meaning their technicians, people working in their cafeteria, like all of the employees of this organization. They need to be supported. They need answers. We're all tired of feeling powerless. I think that's why that title, to go back to You Can Heal Your Child, why that's so important. You can heal. It's, we've got to get our power back. And the 60 Seconds Fix book addresses that for absolutely everybody, no matter who it is that is searching, no matter who it is that needs relief. What are some simple, effective, on the quick side things, tools that I can be using, whether I'm on my job, in front of my child, waiting in line, or feeling road rage? I was really fascinated about those things, about the people that have a hard time waiting in line, the people who have a hard time being in traffic.
It's like their nervous system is highly aroused in some way, and anything, a comment or someone not turning on their turn signal, sets them off.
That's so understandable, given everything that everybody's been going through these last 2 years, especially going on three, I think it is. My goodness. I mean, really, people have been pushed to the absolute edge. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the time, the patience, the capacity to commit to long-term solutions. I really don't think we do. I think that we need on the go, on the run, in the moment, seconds long, tools that are effective, not a cheap idea that we can do it quickly, but what actually does work quickly. That's what my research was all about. I tested on thousands of people over these years. Can this 60-second toolkit, where we set a timer, and it really truly is 60 seconds and no more, can that be effective after one time, two times, three times, 10 times? What is it? So we set out to do this research and really discovered that, in fact, yes, in 60 seconds in the beginning, when you apply these tools, then eventually they kick in 40 seconds, in 30 seconds, in 20 seconds. It becomes like a gestalt where now your whole body, your whole brain body is just used to what you've been practicing for only 60 seconds a day. And then it's there for you in those moments where you need something that's going to kick in even quicker than 60 seconds. So it took a lot of determination to find the answers. Can we actually heal quicker? Is there something that we can be doing that doesn't take up as much of our time and commitment because we have so many other things going? And in fact, we're finding out, yes, there are simple, quick things that we can do a little bit each day so that it really builds up inside of us and makes the difference.
And I want to jump into some of those tools that we can access and anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, these 60-second tools. I want to jump in and I want to speak to something that you just said.
Yes.
There is this long-term fixing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're referring to like therapy or right. inner child work or things that could take months and years and decades that people invest in. Do people feel that it can't be that as easy as 60 seconds?
True. And who can blame anyone for assuming that? That's a good assumption to make, actually, because we're not going to heal in 60 seconds, right? So we're not going to use this toolkit one time for 60 seconds and heal. It is very important to address that. It's about the strengthening of neural pathways over time, 60 seconds at a time. Just like we become a master through practice, no matter what it is, whether it's playing the piano, going to yoga, some of these longer term things that are very helpful, even therapy that helps us to question our thought process and really make sure that we are challenging some of the debilitating thoughts that we let just run through our head sometimes. All of what we need to do is practice healthier habits until those healthier habits are really grooved into the brain structure, the structure of our brain. Once we're able to do that, then we really get somewhere with short, quick, accessible tools that now we've practiced. Now they're kicking in. Now it is quick and easy. Oh my goodness. So there's a payoff. I think that's the thing, is that we want and need there to be a payoff for our effort. What I don't want is for people to feel like the effort they have to make is carve out at least an hour, three times a week, to go to a yoga class that's 7 blocks away, and they have to leave, they have to find a sitter, or they have to make sure that the times happen when their kids are. It can be really complex to get to therapy regularly, to get to a yoga class, to get to that basketball game, because you're on a team. Thank God it helps to play basketball as often as you can if you're trying to de-stress that way. I'm just very interested in how much easier than that can it get? Mm-hmm. How much quicker and easier and more accessible can it be? Can it just be while I'm sitting right here with you? Can it just be when I'm doing the dishes and I have to make my son's lunch? Can it just be where I'm in my own home or in my own bed? Can I learn something that's going to help me fall asleep so much easier than having to do something more complex? Those are the things I got curious about, just as one of those really busy people that was juggling it all, that was really struggling with my stress levels. I have genetic conditions that really challenge my capacity to handle stress. I really do. Yes, there are genetic components. There are biological components. There are hormonal components for those of us that are going through menopause now. There are all kinds of components to this. So how is it that I could find something really doable, really, really practical? I'm wired that way. How can I make this the simplest and the most practical for people? So I compiled a lot of stuff. And it turns out you can get it into something really simple and effective.
Okay. And this is fantastic. I want to jump into, what are some of your top ways to self-regulate when people are feeling stressed, their nervous system is aroused? What are some of these tools that are in your book?
It's a process of stealing. It's a process of paying attention to all the research, listening to all the brilliant people, trying everything, putting it together and going, wow, all of this together, everything I've pulled from all these different wonderful places, putting them together and using them together turns out to be really, really powerful. And again, that word gestalt, where the totality of the tools is bigger than any one tool on its own. A medical doctor, for example, you can go to a medical doctor, and when they know their stuff, they've said it to many people that I've worked with over all these 30 years. If you're having trouble falling asleep, wiggle your toes, really notice your feet, pay attention to your feet. And the more you pay attention to your feet and you wiggle your toes, you start to lower heart rate, blood pressure. You're noticing, you're bringing your energy down. It's really fascinating. If you go to get your blood pressure taken and you don't remember to uncross your legs and put your feet flat on the ground, then you get a higher blood pressure reading. You're actually in a higher state of stress, agitation, activation, whatever word you want to use. So a good nurse who really knows his or her stuff is going to say, hey, could you uncross that leg for me and get those feet flat on the ground? So learning about breath and the importance of a breath going in through your nose as opposed to your mouth. Unfortunately, when people don't know their stuff, they may say to somebody really quickly, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, that'll calm you down. And then people start taking deep breaths, but they're breathing in through their mouth because they're having an anxious, panicky moment. And when we do, we often gasp in through our open mouth because we're in distress. Well, breathing in through your mouth continues the activating anxiety-producing physiology in your body. The deep breath needs to go in through the nose. That triggers a branch of our autonomic nervous system that starts to slow everything down again. It starts to lower heart rate, blood pressure, and glucocorticoids, which is just a fancy word for stress hormones like cortisol or adrenaline. I just pulled and pulled and pulled and put things together and did the research on them and set the timer for 60 seconds and collected data to see, is this really effective or not? Can all of this combine to be something that works that quickly in moments of distress? And even right now, if you were to notice your bottom in your chair, you know, a lot of kids, my favorite thing about this, and I mean old kids and young kids, students who have to take tests, all they have is themselves, this pencil or pen, and the chair they're sitting in. When you can wiggle your toes and breathe in through your nose and really focus on the chair that's right there offering you support, and you find the part of you that feels the most anchored, either to that chair or maybe it's your feet on the ground, but you just do that just for a few rounds. It only takes 10 or 15 seconds. It really doesn't take long for you to start to notice that when you really focus on the support you're getting from your chair and you wiggle your toes and you breathe in through your nose, that there you are in a test-taking situation, bringing down the anxiety you're having from taking that test. It's just been a miraculous discovery that has been a joy to share. It's an app. You can do all this on my app. There's audio resources on there and video resources. Go to my Instagram, which, Alicia, my Instagram was hacked and I've had to start over. Oh. And I don't have my Instagram account anymore. So I'm starting all over again with Instagram. But if you go to these places, like, I'll do weekly little videos, yet another really helpful tool. Because it turns out, Alicia, we can't really talk ourselves out of it.
It's almost like a bodily solution needs to happen, not a mental solution. So breath work, meditation, movement. We can't think ourselves out of it because our thinking brain will just take us in all different directions.
And it really is the thinking brain that gets hijacked when we're in stress. So we don't even have access to a very healthy thinking brain. It's kind of stinky thinking because when we're under distress, that's what happens. It's hijacked. It's going to take us down a black hole of yuck. So we got to go into these sensory tools or this body solution because that really is where the heart is racing. It's the body that's making you think you're about to have a panic attack and die. You got to soothe the body. And so this toolkit is about sensory tools for bringing the body into balance.
Sensory tools for bringing the body into balance. And as you were sharing that, Dr. Regelina Melrose, do you still go by Reggie?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Reggie. Okay, sure. That's what I called you 10 plus years ago. Is as you were going through just the breath work of breathing through the nose, out of the mouth, the feet firmly placed on the ground, just feeling supported by the chair that I'm in, I just sensed my whole body calming through that moment. And what I love about this is when our amygdala is hijacked or it's aroused, we don't have access to the therapist down the street that's a $300 an hour or whatever. At that moment, we only have access with our body and ourselves. And we can tap into these tools that you're sharing anytime, anywhere, any place, 24/7. And they're free.
They're free. They're there for you when you're waiting at the bus stop. They're there for you when you're waiting in line at the grocery store. They're there for you when you're driving in the middle of traffic and somebody's giving you the finger. They're all the time. That's why I have found it so rewarding and so exciting to just know that it's something I'm giving people that is just always right there, right now for nothing. And they're secretive. Nobody has to know you're doing them. They're completely private. You're completely private. Nobody has to know that you are doing that for yourself right now. And I find that very helpful for a lot of people who are self-conscious or have shame issues. A lot of the people that I work with, there is this loading of shame that a lot of us feel in this world of social comparisons all the time. And there's so much pressure. And honestly, I don't know how young people are doing it, Alicia.
Well, I know we were talking about, we both have one child. When I worked with you, my daughter was probably 10 and your son was probably 6 or 7 years old. And we were just kind of getting caught up with where they are now. And something that I've been doing the last 5 or 6 years, I do a lot of leadership development work. And I start my trainings grounding in meditation. And I did one last week for the military, actually. And one woman, I just led them through a visual meditation, because what happens is when people come into the room, they bring all this energy and stress. They got cut off by so-and-so. And to ground and to be able to receive the learning of the day. And this one woman was crying in the meditation. She said she felt very vulnerable. She felt very stressed as she came in. And so that slowing down moment. And I always look towards you. And what I remember when we were doing You Can Heal Your Child is that you would take children with ADHD, learning disabilities, ADHD, I think it's ADD, ADHD. Right. You would take them into nature.
Yes.
To heal them.
Yes.
That was part of the tool. I actually teach that in my trainings. I say, take a mental health break. M stands for meditation. E stands for exercise. N stands for nature. T stands for talking it out. A, altruism, giving back, a philanthropy work, and then L, laughing, letting it go. And you have access to that anytime. And when you're feeling aroused or stressed, just walking on the beach, taking a walk in the park, laying in the grass.
And like you so brilliantly did for your participants, they can do it right here. Mm-hmm. They can go for the walk on the beach right here. Ooh. They can lie in the grass right here.
Okay.
Right? So when yes. we have actual access to it, when we visualize it, right? You gave them a visual meditation. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the tools of the 60 Seconds Toolkit, is a visual of a place in nature that you love to be, that is restoring, that you have a good memory of, or something you make up, something that would delight you if you could go. Mm-hmm. Some of these wonderful places in nature that we can't even get to. They can only show us an aerial view in the helicopters. But when we visualize this, our neurons fire in our brain as though we're actually having the experience. Our brain body doesn't know the difference. Our neurons fire as though we are actually there. So again, all that brings down our glucocorticoids, our stress hormones, our heart rate, our blood pressure, when we're in a beautiful spot in nature, whether it's real or imagined, which again, I find so exciting, so liberating.
I love that. Very liberating toolkits. And again, you can buy Dr. Reggie Melrose's book, The 60 Seconds Fix, on Amazon.com and any other bookstore, favorite bookstore, and Barnes & Noble, I'm sure. Go out and buy the 60 Second Fix. And while you're there, buy You Can Heal Your Child. If you are a parent of a young one, an older one, being able to have these tools, being able to access this, and Dr. Reggie's brilliant research and studies, just my work with you, Dr. Reggie, just supporting you with the book writing process. You were writing the book, we were doing all the publishing and all of that, and the book cover design. And I gleaned this learning from you, and just who you be in the world is so powerful. And I see, and on your email list, I see how passionate you are, especially around the youth and how important that is as our youth become older. So great. So I'd love for you to share another tip from your book for people to be able to access a tool to be able to self-regulate in that moment.
Yes. I mean, another wonderful tip is about how do we feel ourselves separate from all of what's going on out there? All of what surrounds us is not us. And we get mixed up. We really absorb things and own things that don't belong to us, that really do belong to others. And so really reestablishing a strong, healthy container, boundaried up container that is around us, that protects our personal space and helps us to feel separate from what is outside of us. That's not me. I see it. I hear it. I can feel it, but it's not mine. I'm not taking it and owning it. I don't want it. And so in the book are some wonderful tools for how to develop a helpful container, how to begin imagining healthy boundaries. It's tricky because our boundaries are not just something that we speak with our words. It has to be something fully owned and embodied inside of our whole being, that this is a no, this is not mine. Keep it away from me. And if you can't, I will. I know how to make sure to feel separate from what isn't me. that takes some work and some effort and some tools. But again, these are tools that I lead you through in the app, if you want. I lead you through in my writings, if you want. Part of You Can Heal Your Child, because I know we've talked about that a little bit today, is really all about that. It's about, for another tip I'd love to share, that for parents to just know that when they can anchor into their separateness from their child, not disconnection. We're not disconnected from our children. We can be as connected to them as we need to be, but we are separate. We have our own body, our own emotional life, our own degree of regulation and dysregulation. And we certainly wouldn't want them to own any of that. We're having a bad day. We're dysregulated. Our emotions are a little haywire. We don't want them absorbing that and owning that and taking that on as their own. This container work and boundary work is really important for us to appreciate that our separateness from our children is extremely healthy and important. It's not unhealthy detachment. It's not rejection. It's not disconnection. It's not any of those places that our stinking thinking will lead us to. It's not. It's really healthy. Wow. I want to be my separate human being so that my child gets to be their separate human being. They don't need to take on my stuff. Just like I do better as a parent when I don't take on their stuff. We really stay more regulated when we don't own what's theirs. It's tricky. It takes some practice. It takes some tools. But I do lead people through that, whether it's in my writings or on my website. Oh my gosh, Alicia, that archive of blogs and newsletters with all the tips on there, my YouTube channel.
Well, let's use this as an opportunity. I usually ask at the end. I want everyone at home, because I'm on your email list. I see your website. I know how prolific you are and the books you're writing and the work that you're doing in the schools and corporations worldwide. Where can people find out more about your books and all of these resources that you have?
Yeah, I'm glad you're asking, because so many of them are free and it's a passion of mine. I keep my prices as low as I possibly can, and I give a lot away for free because I just want people to have this. If you go to drmelrose.com, so it's just drmelrose, drmelrose.com. It's there. There's so much there. There's
plethora of blogs and articles.
Yes. Free stuff, low cost stuff, stuff that's a little pricier because I hold people sometimes for a long time. So you can see on there the online courses and stuff like that. But also the YouTube channel, which is free. If you go to my actual channel, when you go to YouTube, if you put in Dr. Reggie Melrose, my channel will show up and then it's categorized a little bit and you can kind of tune in to what interests you. The app is just at your app store, the Play Store. It's called Dr. Reggie Melrose. So it's all just kind of my name. If you just use my name, you'll get to lots of resources that I've been blessed to hear back from too many people to keep track of over these years with what it's meant to them. And it's extremely humbling. It's extremely humbling because honestly, I'm that person. I'm the person that just really, really needed this. We teach what we most need to learn, right, Alicia?
Yeah, I was just thinking of that quote. I almost said it before you did. So we're on the same wavelength. And then we talked about You Can Heal Your Child and the 60 Seconds Fix. Please tell us about your other books.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much. So I have a little guide for parents called Hope and Healing. And by the same name, this activities book called Hope and Healing. You have to look on the website for either the guide or the activities book. But this activities book is just full of what we can do as parents with our kids, as teachers with our students, as practitioners with our clients, no matter what their age. It's a wonderful activities book that helps us do this sensory stuff that's so necessary for stress, anxiety, and trauma. If we try to do it with words, Alicia, we don't get nearly as far. But if we do it with sensation, with sensory tools, body-oriented tools, then we get somewhere with stress, anxiety, and the effects of trauma. So that's important. The textbook, really, that's been used as a textbook in universities, it's used by so many educators all over the place. And this one's published by Roman and Littlefield, and it's Why Students Underachieve. And it is my first book from some years ago now. I'm not going to count them, Alicia. I'm not going to count the years. And this is the K-12 curriculum.
Yeah. Yes.
And also the K-12 curriculum. Now my latest publication is a teacher guide for the curriculum. You don't need the curriculum to get over 50 sensory ideas for how to help your students with stress, anxiety, and the effects of trauma. Over 50 beautiful seconds long things. And that's a PDF now. Everybody was asking. It was like sort of a demand where everyone was like, we would love something to just be an easily downloadable PDF. So the Brain Charge Teacher Guide, you just click and you download it. It's a PDF and it's also available at my website.
Okay, so most of these are available at your website and then the books are available at the bookstores or Amazon.com.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for that. That is fantastic. And at this portion of the podcast, I like to ask the speed round or ask you questions and you tell me what the first thing comes to your mind with the speed round. And the first question is, Dr. Reggie, what is your legacy?
I hope it's to alleviate the world of its shame. I really want to bring people out of shame states and just love themselves the way they are. It's a big one for me.
Beautiful. Yeah. Your favorite book?
Oh my goodness. I am reading, well, again, Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth. I keep reading it and reading it.
It's a practice until it is ingrained in us on a cellular level. It is a practice. And your favorite author?
Oh my goodness, Timothy Findlay. Now you're going to know the Canadian in me. I'm from Canada. And honestly, my absolute favorite author is a guy from Toronto, Timothy Findlay. And one of his best books ever is called Not Wanted on the Voyage. I just had to plug it.
Is it fiction or nonfiction?
It's actually fiction and fantasy, like the most exciting ways. Beautiful metaphors, gorgeous poetic writing. He's wonderful.
Beautiful. We'll include that in the show notes. And what are you reading next?
I have Stillness Speaks right now, which is also Eckhart Tolle. And I have to tell you, it's the tiniest little book, so tiny and so profound. Just a few words on each page, but man, the impact that they have. It's called Stillness Speaks. That is the book that I'm reading now that's bringing me a lot of peace, a lot of joy, a lot of acceptance of myself, just the way I am, so that I can be that for others. I hope that people absorb that from me and it helps them to do the same.
Beautiful. And a final question, and I know you're a prolific author. What are you writing next, Dr. Reggie? What do we get to work on?
Yeah. So I am writing my next newsletter blog for the website. Okay. And it is about my dear, dear best friend in the world who passed during COVID from cancer. She had a long 6-year battle, but she is my hero. She remains my hero. And she was a phenomenal healer as well. And I'm writing something beautiful to inspire others. I just try to be the best Beth I can be. Her name is Beth. I always try to be the best version I can be of me that is inspired by her. And I want to do the same for my audience. So I'm writing a newsletter blog right now that I hope will be very helpful to my audience. So if people want to subscribe at my website, just put your email in there. And every now and then I do not clog up people's inboxes.
It's only valuable information. So yeah. drmelrose.com to get access to that next newsletter. Yeah. And I look forward to seeing that. I like to ask a question. What's one thing you want to leave our audience with today, Dr. Melrose?
I hope that what I leave them with is a sense of hope. If you could have seen me, I don't even know how long ago. I don't like to look back only to see how far I've come. I think if anyone is feeling from me just a sense of peace and hope that we can keep working on this seconds at a time and we will find relief and we will find more self-acceptance and self-compassion, that's what I would love to impart to people right now. Just being that person that's been on this journey for this long, there's hope. There really is.
Dr. Melrose, it was so wonderful to interview you for this episode of Authoring Life. So great to have a full circle moment with our work together a decade plus ago and to see you thriving and really serving the world. Really grateful to have you.
Thank you, Alicia. I love being here.
Wonderful. And everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Authoring Life. See you next time. Be well.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Authoring Life. Sign up at AliciaDunhams.com for valuable tips on life, leadership, and business. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes or via RSS, so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, leave a review on iTunes or simply tell a friend. And remember, buy my book, I Get To, How Using the Right Words Can Radically Transform Your Life, Relationships, and Business on Amazon.com. Tune in next time.